Okay, what is a starch made from the inside of a grain raised in, say, for instance, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas? Sometimes Chinese eat a lot of it. Some Japanese eat a lot of it. They said most people in New Orleans eat a lot of it because that's where it's raised, in Louisiana.
Yeah.
But it's a long grain type stuff. It's white, too, if you cook it.
I expect that's out of my bowl.
You know what that is. Sometimes you eat it with butter. I pour sugar over mine.
Yeah.
Some people eat it with
rice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What are the names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? These things.
Well.
You go to the store and you buy this. Some of it's foamy. Some you.
That beer.
When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, and you say to someone,
yeah.
Oh, just the
smell so good. I smell it now.
Alright. You crush the cane and you boil the juice and you take a sugar cane and you crush it up.
Yeah.
And you boil the juice and this makes what?
Sure.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, there's not much difference. It's mostly on syrup and molasses is about the same basis. One is a little thinner, probably a little darker, and perhaps a little sweeter. But we would sum it up, it's all in the syrup family. That's what I'm trying to get.
You would say that, sometimes you say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. It's
corn juice.
You're trying to get the real thing. It's not really imitation, but it's... when you say that something is an imitation.
Sugar would be sugar syrup.
When sugar is prepackaged but weighed out of the barrel, you say that it's sold...
by bulk.
What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of either apples, peaches, strawberries, or grapes, and you put it in a special glass and you pour melted paraffin over it?
Is that jet?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how you made that anyway. All right, what do you usually put on the table to season your food with?
Pepper and salt.
And there's a bowl of fruit, peaches, and apples, and somebody offers you a peach, you say, no, give me
the apple.
And it wasn't these boys, but it must have been one of
those boys, or them.
And he doesn't live here. He lives
over yonder.
Don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
Sometimes they use the word beg pardon, or either what did you say? Re-ask the question.
If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
This poor. That's easy to ask. You can't miss that.
If you have a lot of peach trees, you have
plenty of fruit.
What's the name of the place where the peach trees are? You have a whole area.
Orchard. Let me tell you this, you see it out home. We had 1,200 trees on our place. Budded fruit, and we loaded and shipped cars from here to Cincinnati. Fruit sold wonderfully at that time. And we had them, they crated up in crates like oranges used to be. And through the summer, it started ripening in June. We had June peaches and then Albertas long later. And July and August, this would be the full growth. Those mountains full of peach trees, men was hauling crates of peaches and loading them in the refrigerator car. Mm-hmm. But later, all of that played out.